I'd been working behind the scenes in the Conservative Party for a few years when I met. She was a spunky type and just the sort of young woman we in the party believe can take forward our strong and stable message. As a kitten-heeled courtshoe, I've always kept my eyes peeled. Slingbacks have come and have gone, but I knew when I first spotted from the parcel shelf of Teresa's Audi, astride her Palomino pony at the Gymkhana, that there was the sort of girl I could shape and mould, like a gel-filled corn protector moulds around the foot. I knew she could take the party onwards going forward. Little is spoken about the real power of the establishment in our country, but as we now are closer to the fact than at any time in our nation's history, it's time for me to step forward and speak out. Shoes maketh the woman. I did it for Maggie, and I did it for Teresa, and I damn well did it for We met for the first time only briefly, but in those moments it was clear to me that a young woman without verrucas or athlete's foot was a woman I could trust. So I began to shape her choices and groom her delivery. We worked on her hair, clothes, and most importantly, footwear. No one bothers to look. It's not picked up on any camera or microphone, but the real work of government is happening truly on the shop floor, and we meet and discuss and exchange ideas in plain sight. It was I who did indeed suggest to her that she should put her name forward for parliamentary candidate. She had two references, one from a podiatrist in the constituency, and another from dear Margaret's former chiropodist, Miles de Goiter. That lift story is true. Teresa is simply omitting the fact that no words were spoken. We communicated in the language of our forebears, the language of footwear which has never failed us in seizing the reins of power to further our goals. The heel snap has served us well. Jeremy Corbyn may wish to promote a nation of slipper-wearing, flip-flop-owning, sandal-embracing, ingrown toenail-parading, bleeding hearts. But it will never work. We are the real power in this country. And as I have always believed, and always communicated as widely as I possibly can, when you have the nation by the toes, their hearts and minds will follow.